Hi everyone, we are looking today at 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 7 through 12. Look at what is before your eyes. If anyone is confident that he is Christ, let him remind himself that just as he is Christ, so also are we. For even if I boast a little too much of our authority, which the Lord gave for building you up and not for destroying you, I will not be ashamed. I do not want to appear to be frightening you with my letters. For they say his letters are weighty and strong, but his bodily presence is weak and his speech of no account. Let such a person understand that what we say by letter, when absent, we do when present. Not that we dare to classify or compare ourselves with some of those who are commending themselves, but when they measure themselves by one another and compare themselves with one another, they are without understanding. All right, so here in this passage, Paul is just like in full force, like defending his ministry in a sense. And that's kind of like the main theme of this whole chapter of 2 Corinthians 10. And one of the big themes of 2 Corinthians, where Paul is just defending his and his companions, other leaders, their ministry, their authority over this church in Corinth. Now, on this past Friday, the passage before this, we talked about how there's a spiritual battle, and Paul talks about how the battles that he is facing are like it's a spiritual one. It's not according to the flesh. Now, this talk about spiritual warfare in a vacuum might seem to be a bit of a tangent because, you know, Paul's talking about his qualifications as a minister and authority over the church, and then he just suddenly starts talking about spiritual warfare. But that's actually his point, because what I think he's getting at is for the church in Corinth, Paul was waging spiritual warfare here. Now, he's not going to war against them per se, not against people, not against the flesh, but against spiritual strongholds, against bad teaching, and about wrong thoughts about Jesus, about his church, about what God was doing. And so that leads to our passage here. And in verse 7, Paul says that, you know, if anyone, and anyone specifically here is about anyone at this church in Corinth, if anyone's confident they belong to Christ, remind them, so are we being Paul and his companions. And what he's kind of saying here is like, hey guys, like, remember that I belong to Jesus too. I'm not just some nobody here, right? And like, remember again, this is Paul and his companions being an authority over the church. And then in verse 8, Paul says, I'm not going to be ashamed to say it. He's essentially saying, I have authority over you. I do. And it comes from Jesus. But it's an authority not to destroy you or hurt you, but to build you up. That's why he has authority. Now in verses 9 and 10, he gets back to talking about these letters, as was referenced in verse 1, where some of the malcontents, if you will, in the church there had claimed that Paul was like bold and frightening and like harsh in his letters, but in person he was like weak. And they're essentially implying or saying outright that he's like fronting, that he's like a coward in a sense. And then in verse 11, he says like, hey, when we're there, we are being consistent, right? What we preach, that's what we're doing. We are being consistent. And then in verse 12, Paul makes a very important point here. He's saying that the people that accuse him of being weak in person or strong in writing, those people, those malcontents, these other leaders maybe, they are without understanding. So he's saying that, like, the people who commend themselves, who measure themselves by one another, compare themselves to Paul and his companions or to other people, they are without understanding. Why is that? They're without understanding because they are measuring and comparing themselves to others. What does that mean? It means that their leadership, right, the leadership of these like bad teachers, maybe false prophets, or just malcontents, their value, their worth, their commendation of themselves is in comparison to others. And they're, in a sense, living for the approval of others or being better than others. That's the foundation of their ministry and their authority. They're like, they want to be judged as being better than other people. And Paul's kind of getting at this where it's like, no, that is not how we do this. When you live like that, you are without understanding of who you are. What Paul is kind of getting at is that his foundation, the foundation of his authority, is that he belongs to Christ. He belongs to Jesus. So So what do we take out of this passage? Now, this passage is kind of personal in a sense, because again, it's Paul talking personally to the Corinthians church. But I think important stuff that we're learning from this passage is that we're seeing the heart in the mind of a spiritual leader. Now, Paul in this passage, he is saying, I am your leader. I have authority here. I have been building you up. But he's saying, I'm not going to play this silly game of the flesh, of comparison, envy, commending myself, comparing myself, like puffing myself up, making myself look better than others. He's saying his foundation, the foundation of his authority, of his ministry, is Jesus. So for us then, in our context, I don't think we doubt that Paul's foundation was Jesus. But how do we think about this today? I think first is that we need to thank God for our spiritual leaders, but then we also need to pray for them as well. Like, we should be thankful that there are people, whether it's people from our staff or people even in the past who have invested into us spiritually. We should be thankful that they belong to Jesus and God has used them to build us up. But we also pray, because comparison and envy and the flesh, these are real temptations for any spiritual leader. And we know that it's supposed to be about Jesus. I know this. Our staff, we know that like our foundation is supposed to be about Jesus, not who we are in like comparison to others. But I'll be honest, it's hard to not compare, right? And so please pray for the staff of our church, that we will have authority, that we will build people up based on Jesus and our love for the church, not on our status or commendation or our resumes. Secondly, we should pray for ourselves that we can be these kind of leaders as well, founded upon Jesus. Right? Let's pray that we can act in love in building up the church, that we also will engage in spiritual warfare, that we'll be willing to confront lies and strongholds, and that we'll do so not like thinking, if only I could do better than that person, or I am better than that person. But let's pray that we do it out of a heart of just wanting to be with Jesus and wanting to just bless people as God has called us to bless. There are many temptations when it comes to like going into ministry, these temptations of envy or comparison or commendation. Let's pray that we don't fall into those traps, but instead that we will ground ourselves in the love of Jesus and our relationship with him. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for this word, and we pray that you will continue to build us up and help us to be focused upon you, Lord, and to know how great you are in our lives. And as we understand this love, may we be leaders, may we be people who invest into others, build others up. Protect us, God, from temptations from the enemy, temptations to puff ourselves up or to try to be somebody or something. But instead, may we find contentment and joy in being with you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We praise you.